I suppose the people that everyone feels sorriest for are those whose homes have been inundated and flooded. And Martin Ealing is with us now. Good morning.
Morning.
Whereabouts do you live?
I live right at the bottom of Castlegate.
Just the wrong place for a flooding event like this. Picturesque at the rest of the time, I should think.
Yeah, it's... I wouldn't move there otherwise, but it's right on the bottom of the floodplain by the looks.
So what's actually happened to you then? When did the floodwater start to come into your property?
Oh, I got up for work Tuesday morning, 6 o'clock. Went into my bathroom, which is the lowest point in the property, straight into ankle-deep water. So I wasn't too worried to start with. Obviously, I couldn't use the bathroom. But then by, I think it was mid-afternoon, I can't really remember, it started to come up at the other end of the property and flowing through the kitchen, through the back bedroom, through the living room, into the other bedroom, and then into the hallway and down the stairs into the bathroom and started to fill that up. By then, we had to get the pumps going because if it had backed right up, everything would have been destroyed in the flat.
Did you get any warning that this was going to happen?
No, not at all.
I find that very difficult to believe because I'm not disbelieving you, but the Environment Agency have a flood warning network that's meant to let people like you, who are living in properties that are prone to flooding, to give you good advance notice.
Obviously, I came over the bridge on Monday night, late on, nearly midnight, and I saw how high it was, but there was the flood defence was working fine. There was nothing on the other side of it, but it's not the river water that's affected us, it's the spring, which, you know, unless people, everyone assume it'll be the river unless they've been down, I should think, but no, I was given no warning, or I came out of my property after I found out and it was getting light, and the flat in front of me, they were already, everything was ruined in their flat, and the landlord came down and helped him get everything he could onto his truck, and he's relocated them.
What about stuff in your property? How have you managed to get stuff out of harm's way?
At first, I wasn't that concerned because it was in the bathroom, which is quite low down. But my flatmate, she was very concerned. But most of the stuff in the flat's mine. And I was like, oh, it'll be all right, it's just coming down there. But anyway, she rang the landlord and he came around with a load of pallets. Because they would have moved us out, but I've been trying to explain this to a few people. I don't want to move my stuff out. I don't want to have to throw everything up back of a truck and it go into some warehouse somewhere. Some people know what I mean, you know. But we've got most of the stuff on pallets, and those are working so far. But obviously,
Martin, how much sleep have you had in the last couple of days?
The longest stretch of sleep I had was last night, about an hour and 40 minutes. I'm sure that shows.
I have to say, I'm sorry about this, but you do look at your wit's end. Are you all right?
The worst part of it was yesterday evening when I was alone down there and there's a few firemen outside, and I was by myself because everyone else had gone to bed or has left. I spoke to my girlfriend on the phone and I felt a bit better after that, but yeah, I got extremely low at that point. Yeah.
Difficult times, very difficult times. Are people around giving you, I mean, obviously you've spoken to your girlfriend, and it must be quite reassuring to see the emergency services doing what they can, but it's still very, very tough.
Yeah, I had the police checking up on me all night. I went and saw them and said, look, if I fall asleep for too long and the pumps turn off, I'm in trouble, so can you keep coming in every half hour? And they did do, which was brilliant. They've been brilliant. The fire brigade have been absolutely brilliant. When is it going to stop, you say? I mean, they've pumped most of the water out, but it's still coming, it's coming down faster now. You know, while I'm sat here, I'm worried my phone's going to go off, my flatmate's going to get down here quick. So it seems to be getting just as worse as ever.
You summed it up. I'm not going to stop you for any longer. You've got a takeaway coffee. Nice to meet you. The very best of luck to you, and hope you can hold it together.
Thank you. I might see you later.